Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Welcome to America, How to Get a Green Card, an Ask the Lawyer International Edition segment with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. Are you planning to migrate to the U.S.? Do you have family in the U.S.? In this segment, learn about the consequences of entering the U.S. with or without inspection, unlawful presence, family, faith-based, and fiancé petitions, the impact of fraudulent visas when applying for a green card, and more. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Religious petitions, immigration, yes. There are so many different churches in America representing people of color. And those churches are entitled to petition for religious workers. Every year, there's a quota of 10,000 green cards. However, that quota is never exhausted, which means you churches out there, you religious organizations, you are not using the special immigrant visa to bring your fellow religious leaders from the diaspora, the African, the Latino diaspora. So whether it be Latin America, Africa, the Caribbean, wherever, if you have an organized church, you can petition for religious workers from those countries to help you do your job here in America, which is spreading the word of God. Yes. And we know God has different, you know, meanings, but U.S. immigration law does not, you know, discriminate against any particular religion. So we're talking about all religious organizations that are 501c3 approved, meaning they are a bona fide nonprofit. So if you are a religious leader and you want to bring that pastor, evangelist, organist, whatever it is that is categorized as a religious worker, no non-religious work, please, and you want to bring that person to America, give us a call. And we will work with you to bring that person or persons to America so that God's word would be, you know, properly taught. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share with your religious leaders, churches, synagogue, whatever your religion. It's 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Many religions established in the United States of America or imported from other countries, they have the right to religious freedom in America. And obviously sometimes the, you know, the big guy or lady who really understands and can motivate people to God, they are what in other countries. But you could bring them here. You could get them a green card. You could bring their families here so that they could make a transition to America in a much needed leadership position. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
U.S. to lift COVID vaccine requirements for international travel. On May 11th, 2023, the Biden administration removed the COVID-19 vaccine requirement for entering international air travelers. As we continue to monitor the evolving state of COVID-19 and the emergence of virus variants, we have the tools to detect and respond to the potential emergence of a variant of high consequence, stated President Joe Biden in a proclamation issued Tuesday. Considering the progress that we have made and based on the latest guidance from our public health experts, I have determined that we no longer need the international air travel restrictions that I imposed in October 2021. Non-US citizens have been required to produce documentation of being completely vaccinated against COVID-19 before flying to the United States from another country since November 2021. Why have the requirements been lifted? According to data from the U.S. Travel Association, the trade association representing the travel and tourism sector, inbound arrivals from outside have consistently remained 25% lower than pre-pandemic levels. The 18-month requirement formally ended on May 11, 2023, the same day that the COVID-19 public health emergency ended. We are now in a different phase of our response when these measures are no longer necessary, the White House said in a statement. Are you interested in traveling or immigrating to the United States? Do you have family that wants to travel to the U.S.? If so, contact the international law firm of Figueroa & Associates. We have spent over a quarter of a century practicing immigration law. Brian Figueroa Esquire is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association and is widely regarded as New York's number one immigration attorney. Ready for the next step? Book your consultation at www.askthelawyer.us or call us at 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing. legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Welcome to America, How to Get a Green Card, in Ask the Lawyer International Edition segment with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. Are you planning to migrate to the U.S.? Do you have family in the U.S.? In this segment, learn about the consequences of entering the U.S. with or without inspection, unlawful presence, family, faith-based, and fiancé petitions, the impact of fraudulent visas when applying for a green card, and more. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions, we've got the answers.
Today we are going to be discussing the e-visa. What is the e-visa?
E-visas are a type of non-immigrant visa that allows foreign nationals from countries that have treaties of commerce and navigation with the United States to engage in international trade and investment activities. There are two types of e-visas available: E-1 visas for treaty traders and E-2 visas for treaty investors.
What are the requirements for an applicant for an E-1 treaty trade visa?
The requirements are: the applicant must, 1, be a citizen of a country that has a treaty of commerce and navigation with the United States; 2, be engaged in substantial trade between the U.S. and their home country; 3, the trade must be primarily between the United States and the treaty country; and 4, applicant must hold a supervisory or executive position or have specialized skills necessary to the successful operation of the business.
What are the requirements for an applicant for an E-2 treaty visa?
To qualify for an E-2 treaty investor visa, the applicant must, 1, be a citizen of a country that has a treaty of commerce and navigation with the United States; 2, have invested a substantial amount of capital in a U.S.-based business; 3, be in the process of investing or actively investing in a U.S.-based business; 4, the investment must be substantial in relation to the total cost of the business; and 5, the applicant must hold a supervisory or executive position or have specialized skills necessary to the successful operation of the business.
Are there any additional requirements for both the E-1 and E-2 visa applicants?
In addition to meeting the previously mentioned requirements, both E-1 and E-2 visa applicants must also demonstrate that they intend to return to their home country once their visa has expired and that they have no intention of abandoning their home country. They must also undergo a visa interview at the U.S. Embassy or consulate in their home country and provide supporting documentation to prove their eligibility for the visa.
Remember, it's important to note that the specific requirements for e-visas may vary depending on the country of origin of the applicant and the type of business or investment involved. So, it's recommended to consult with a qualified immigration attorney from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For an initial consultation on this and any other issue, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us, or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
How to get a U.S. work visa without a job offer. Jobs that do not require a work permit in the USA. Many U.S. visas require a job offer be made to you when you want to work in the United States. You need a job offer to qualify for those visas because your employer will file a petition on your behalf, the employee. There are specific visas aimed at immigrating workers and non-immigrating workers. A non-immigrating worker wants to work temporarily in the U.S. before returning to their home country. Your company will sponsor you and must reapply for a new visa if you choose to change your job while in the U.S. However, not all U.S. work visas are issued on an approved petition filed by the prospective employee on behalf of the worker. Some permanent work visas that do not require a job offer and a sponsor in the United States are the EB-1, O-1, and EB-5 visas. EB-1A visa, An EB-1A visa is intended for those with exceptional and extraordinary expertise in sciences, education, arts, business, or athletic and multinational managers and executives. It requires that you demonstrate that you are at the top of your field, but do not require a job offer before beginning that application process. You can prove that you are at the top of your area in various ways: publications, awards, business portfolios, or letters of recommendation. This is a highly selective visa, meaning you must be exceptional. If you think you qualify for this type of visa, you can begin gathering your validation. However, it would be best if you speak with an immigration lawyer, as they can help you assess your candidacy strengths. EB-5 visa. An EB-5 visa, which is known as an investor visa, is reserved for business people who can invest at least $500,000 under certain circumstances. This type of visa is typically seen as a path to a green card. The person hoping to earn this visa must invest in the United States economy, which should generate jobs for U.S. workers. This visa does not require a job offer. You will be creating jobs for others. Permanent work visa categories. The permanent work visa categories that require a job offer from an employer that will serve as a sponsor are EB-2 and EB-3. If you have a sponsor for your employment and the prescribed quality of education, work experience, and appropriate skills, in that case, you may be eligible for a permanent job in the United States. In all cases, when an employer is required to sponsor a worker, the employer must file with the USCIS a non-immigrant or an immigrant petition on behalf of the person seeking to come to the United States for temporary or permanent employment. If you have trouble applying for a U.S. work visa despite your eligibility and the fulfillment of the minimum requirements on the type of visa you are applying for, please consult an immigration attorney. While seeking professional help for your visa is important, beyond deciding which visa to apply for, immigration demands preparation and skill. It includes collecting the proper paperwork, following the procedures, and knowing where to file and when. With so many specific and timely requirements to fulfill, successful applications are often achieved with the help of a legal expert. Brian Figueroa Esquire is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association and is widely regarded as New York's number one immigration attorney. Ready for the next step? Book your consultation now at www.askthelawyer.us or call us at 1-855-768-8845. That's 1-855-768-8845.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Race, racism in America. America has struggles with itself. Free labor, slavery. Well, when slavery ended, it didn't mean that, you know, people, black people were free. You know, it meant black people were free and we could still employ them for nothing and have less financial responsibilities for black people. It wasn't a moral issue, freeing the slaves. It was an economic issue. And people like KKK Russian Trump, the former president, and maybe the next president again, you know, his philosophy of his parents as KKK members, you know, if daddy and mommy was a KKK, what will he be? It's all about, yeah, as he would say, where immigration issues is concerned, he wants all the people from people of color countries. When you come to America, you should be assimilated, meaning no more of your culture. You cannot be Caribbean, you cannot be African, you cannot be Latin American. You have to be a U.S. person, an American. And what does an American mean exactly? Please. But for white people, they do not become assimilated into America. The Germans remain Germans, the French, French, the Spanish, Spanish, the Italians, the Italians, the Irish, Irish. Yeah. Western Europeans keep and embrace their past. And KKK Russian Trump believes, hey, that's okay. You don't need to be assimilated because white culture doesn't get assimilated. Yes, my listenership. You know, we have to be careful when we analyze what quote-unquote American presidents say. You know, Don King, you know, the boxing guy, Mike Tyson, you know, the one who sung, you know, Jesus Walks, what's his name, Kanye West. These brothers, you know, from different other mothers, you know, what's wrong with them? They love and embrace KKK, Russia, and Trump. And those are the contradictions that we have in our community. Other contradictions where black affairs is concerned is an African-American, you know, or Caribbean black or black from any other place other than America, there seems to be tensions. So why is white people understand that white is right? Black people don't understand that black is right. And those wars or hidden agendas, what have you, is part of the reason black people as a whole are failing in America when compared with white people. You see, love is the answer. When you look in that mirror and you see black, be proud. When you look in that mirror and you see black, hey, say, listen, man, we got to work together. And when the NYPD or the Los Angeles Police Department or the Detroit Police Department stop and frisk, they don't ask, is this black man an American or is he from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America? Your civil rights will be violated. You will be killed if they get the opportunity, meaning they have a proper excuse to kill you. Yes. One of the biggest motivations for me remaining in America, Brian Figueroa, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, was to be part of this civil rights movement, fighting for our rights and taking on America and its ugly little secrets. You see, sometimes we are motivated to do things in life, whether you want to be a doctor, a plumber, a carpenter, a nurse. What motivated me to be a lawyer is to be a warrior for my people. Yes, warrior. And one of the areas of law that you have to practice to be a warrior for your people, besides civil rights, personal injury, and immigration, is, yeah, love and intelligence and being truthful and communicating and, you know, practicing what you preach, so to speak. But civil rights law is very important. But I prefer to look at it as human rights laws. Why? Because, hey, it is human rights, you know, legislated as civil rights. But all the civil rights laws that have been passed, one of the biggest beneficiary is white women, yes. So it is human rights, it's universal. And when, you know, we talk about immigration, we also have to talk about civil rights. We have to talk about how African Americans were disenfranchised by a racist immigration policy favoring Western Europeans, because when slavery ended in 1869, the African American population was almost 20% of the U.S. population. That means 20 votes in 100. However, from 1869 to the 1960s, these white people brought white people here. 70 million Western Europeans and only half a million that were black. Therefore, the African American population was reduced from almost 20% to what? 12-13%. So African Americans lost 7-8 votes in every single election, meaning their political power dwindled. Yes. Was this a mistake? Was this, you know, just natural? Are you kidding me? You know, people in Congress, you know, when the Republican caucus, it's like a KKK Klan rally. It's like the KKK has a part of the government that we do not want to acknowledge. And this is America. And that caucus is very powerful. They blackmail the U.S. government in so many different ways. That laws that should be passed for everyone doesn't pass. For example, healthcare reform. Imagine the richest country on the planet just watch Americans die, especially those of color, because the healthcare system is not a healthcare system that serves all Americans, far less the issue of civil rights. If your civil rights have been violated, give the law firm a call, visit our website, the civil rights section, so you could understand your rights. And the number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share for our civil rights issues is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are a member of the KKK or any other hate group, please do not call me. Peace.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Political asylum. They're coming to the U.S., millions of them. Why? Well, President Biden, KKK, Russia, and Trump, they said, well, you know, it's not really political asylum that they're seeking. They're running away from Venezuela because of political issues there. They're running away from Haiti because of economic issues there. They're running away from Nicaragua and other Latin American countries because of economic issues. What is going on in America is what has gone on for ages. They welcome people from Western Europe. They do not want people from non-white countries coming here, which includes Latinos, you know. A lot of Latinos are confused as to what the definition of white is. So they believe that they are white and America should open their hands, their doors to them, just like how they do to Western Europe. But the big issue is how America deals with countries that, hey, their corporations cannot make as much profits, exploit those countries as much as possible. That exploitation, they make more money than they do with trade from Western Europe. Yes. The business of America has always been imperialism. What does that mean? Get your dictionary. Can't give you a whole history of American politics in this session. But America is a conqueror. Just like the people who came here with their history of conquering Spain, France, Great Britain. You see, they go out there and they destroy countries. They don't build countries. And we are their raw materials, both material and personal. So when we are at the border trying to enter the U.S., the most deprived, because those who have visitors' visa, they could come in. And those people have already been tested for, quote-unquote, their intelligence, their ability to stay in their home countries, and their economic value, which is the first batch of people they steal, because when these countries have problems like Venezuela, the people with their visitors' visas are the first batch that come here, apply for political asylum within a year of entering the U.S., or in some cases, they apply for TPS, temporary protected status, which sometimes temporary protected status may last for decades. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Political asylum. Well, whoa, KKK, Russia, and Trump was happy for Title 42. President Biden, Vice President, President Barack Obama also used Title 42 to keep people coming across the border from applying for political asylum. Why? Because, hey, it's one of the reasons America has almost 2.3 or 2.2 unemployment rate now. So those who couldn't get a job, quote unquote, because of immigrants, which was not true, now have jobs. But the American economy keeps on expanding. America has benefited from the war with Ukraine. The oil companies are making billions and billions of dollars in profit. So on one side of their face, the U.S. government will say, boy, this Ukraine war. And on the other side of their face, they will say, boy, we're making some money from this Ukraine war. So what is America's real position? It's always about the money. It's always about the Benjamins. And it is time that we in the real world understand this. But a lot of us, either emotionally or intellectually, because we don't understand history, we fall for nonsense. And we should stop being tricked. So you want to file for political asylum in America, you got to still get yourself at the border. But they have special processes. If you would like to understand the political asylum process in the United States of America, and you are outside of the U.S., or you have family outside of the U.S., you could visit our website. Ask the lawyer. Yes, the law firm of Figure and Associates. Ask the lawyer program. We're going to have a special file on our podcast series on filing political asylum in the United States of America. Get a copy and share it. The website for our law firm, Figure and Associates, Ask the Lawyer, is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, do you want to understand the process for filing political asylum in America? Visit our website. The law firm of Figure and Associates, Ask the Lawyer, is www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. For a consultation on filing political asylum, give us a call and schedule a consultation or visit our website. The number again is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So my people of color trying to come to America, we welcome you here, people of color. Thank you. Peace.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use CALI, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Get on the path to success. Join the fastest growing industry. Become a paralegal. The rise in popularity of online education programs means that it is easier than ever to find the right one for you. Deciding on the best paralegal online program requires research and time. By weeding out the level mills and substandard institutions, you can earn a quality certificate at an affordable price. When researching online paralegal programs, you will want to consider several factors. Cost and institution reputation are the most important. With this in mind, one program rises above the rest. The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, AAICC, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, HAICC, offers the best online paralegal studies program. The competitive tuition rate, coupled with the impeccable reputation of the coalition, makes this an obvious choice for anyone serious about their education. This is a program of the highest standard. Additional certificates include LexisNexis and Clio. We also use CALI, which is what is used in law schools. What are the requirements? To be admitted to the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program, you must be at least 18 years old, read and write English at a proficiency level, have strong computer skills, and have a high school diploma. If these qualifications fit you, you can continue the admission process. Applications are accepted online anytime during the year. A mandatory orientation describes your upcoming classes, guidelines, and expectations. The tuition for this respected program is very competitive with other online paralegal degrees. It costs less than $1,000 for the entire program. The average student can finish the program in anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Books are extra and will run around a few hundred dollars for everything. If you want the best paralegal online program at the best price, the Chamber Coalition Paralegal Certificate Program is the answer. The program is excellent for aspiring and current paralegals, individuals who plan to attend law school, community advocates, persons who want to understand the law and their rights, and prospective political candidates. Is being a paralegal worth it? Yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 10% job growth between now and 2029. The median salary nationwide in 2019 was $51,740, and the average mean wage was $61,810. It truly is a prestigious and significant profession. Simply put, paralegals help people. They help their employers be more efficient in their jobs, increase a firm's revenue and productivity, and help the clients. A career as a paralegal can be rewarding professionally and personally, and offers a unique opportunity to help others. Options vary depending on the paralegal's practice area. New York is the state with the second largest employment of paralegals and legal assistants in the country, given New York City's occasional designation as the capital of the world and close proximity to Washington, D.C., the hub of federal government and law. As one of the biggest global hubs of finance, media, and culture, jobs in the legal realm are bound to follow. Most states do not have any certification or licensure requirements to be a paralegal, and New York is no exception. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro and Associates in New York. We hope you enjoyed the show, which featured immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.